Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, do you know the story about Jeff Bezos and Amazon and how they underpriced diapers? Now, I read this the other day. I'm assuming it's true, but I heard it from many, many sources over the last few years. And it's quite shocking. It's quite unbelievable. In fact, it's counter business thinking. I mean, it's unbelievable. But here's what he did. He basically said, how much are diapers? And his people gave him a price. This was early on with Amazon. And then he said, you know what, let's cut the price in half. And his CFO basically said, what are you thinking? Like, this is stupid. We're gonna lose so much money. And what he did is he said, you know what, we're actually not gonna lose money. We're gonna make money. And here's why. Because Amazon has played the long game. In other words, what they did is they said that if they can acquire a customer, they will make money in the long run. It's kind of like the retail store that underprices a gallon of milk. Do you guys know this? I'm sure you do. Maybe you don't. But many, many grocery stores underprice a gallon of milk, and here's why. They put it at the back of the store because they know that the average person who has to walk to the back of the store to get a gallon of milk is going to pick up many, many other items. Amazon did it, but online. Think about that. I mean, the grocery stores have been doing that for years, but Amazon said, we're going to actually do that online because there's a physical shopping cart as well. So here's the point. There's been times in our business where we have broke even to acquire a customer. There's been times where we've actually lost money to acquire a customer. And I get it. It's kind of like when you're a small business and you're doing that type of thing, it might be like, why are we doing this? But the proof is in the tribe, and our Igniting Souls tribe is a perfect example of how people continue to show up, build up. They come back. We've built a culture where they continually invest in each other. They come to the conferences, they come to the fellowships, they read the books. This tribe is unbelievable. And sometimes it's cost us money to build it. But in the end, we're proud of what we've built, and we have incredibly loyal customers. So I want to challenge you, think outside the box at times. Don't try to get the dollar up front. Play the long game. If you want more on this topic, you gotta come to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We are literally in the early bird price right now, and tickets are going fast. In fact, in the last week, it's been mind-blowing how many have gone. But I just wanna encourage you, we want you there. We need you there. We want to be able to invest in you and help you along the way as you build your business and brand. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.